This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number four of the G-Bag Nation. About to hit you with some NFL news of the day. And then we've got the Expressway. 35 minutes of uninterrupted radio gold with Lucius Alexander. LA Live going to take over the entire Expressway. An hour from now, though, we will start our NFL Power Hour. We'll have David Hellman, Fox Sports, joining us, and then Dane Brugler, NFL analyst, draft analyst for The Athletic at 6:20. But just to carry over our conversation about collusion, according to Kike Hernandez in Major League Baseball, this year's free agency, Brian, you got a good source on this.
Yeah, I there's a couple of different ways I could go about this. And so one of my guys who does this for a living, I asked him, asked him about talking to other teams and free agency numbers. He says, no, there's no collusion. Agents just like to cry about that. And I told him, you know, the story we were doing. He says, the problem is some players just refuse to accept their market. Agents fuel that. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at there, you know, with what he thought the situation was.
Well, thank you for that insight.
Yeah.
And
I try and ask somebody that lives it every day.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another thing that we saw as we get into football's finest. But today, Michael Thomas took to Twitter, had a little bit of a back and forth with Saints reporter Jeff Duncan. Now, Jeff Duncan reported today that the Saints are expected to release wide receiver Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas took to X and said, Jeff Duncan is a hoe. Trying to stay relevant, so let's speak on it. The Saints leak information to him to try to ruin players' value. But see, I'm not broke, so I can speak on it. He is broke, so he needs clicks. Go look at all his articles that never end up being true. Then he followed up. Jeff Duncan, funny how they planning on releasing me if I was on a one-year deal. Don't fall for it. He the same dude that tried to be my friend in season after saying I wasn't the same player in training camp, hashtag next topic. So maybe Michael Thomas saying that's not accurate. He's not going to be released by the Saints. Bottom line is he hasn't really been available. Was a hell of a receiver when healthy, but the injuries have been an issue. But I did think he was interested, Brian. And honestly, when you said it, I was like, man, that would make some sense. But if you were the Cowboys and indeed Michael Thomas got released and were available, injured guy, maybe the value's gone down, could be pretty affordable.
Yeah, I kind of felt like, you know, he hasn't played in a while, but when he played, boy, he was good. So to me, maybe it's one of those things that, depending on what the value is, what, you know, here we are talking about players and knowing their values and stuff like that, I kind of look at him as, I might kick the tires on him. Just because of how well he's played, how well he attacks the middle of the field, catches the ball well, he's really good after catch.
Solid compliment to, if he were healthy, he's a good compliment to what you have in CD.
Yeah. Yeah. So if he's available and wants to talk and wants to work out and let us look at the medicals on him and all that, I'd sure consider him. But all these guys, it always turns into, how much money are they going to get?
Right.
You know, so he's going to go out there and probably see that he might not have the market he thinks he does. But I would give him a shout. I'd give him a shout if it was me.
The other big news in the NFL today, Bears star cornerback Jalen Johnson gets a 4-year, $76 million deal. So he is staying in Chicago. The Dolphins have agreed to a 2-year contract with tight end Janu Smith. So a former Atlanta Falcon and Tennessee Titan is going to Miami. to play under Mike McDaniel. So congratulations to Janu Smith. The Saints also got a two-year extension together with Tyrann Mathieu. So he was originally on a three-year deal. Now they've worked a two-year extension to make it more of a team-friendly deal. So Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, staying in New Orleans, and the Jags have reached a three-year deal with guard Ezra Cleveland. It his contract is $28.5 million, including $14.5 million guaranteed. So congratulations to Ezra Cleveland on that money as well.
Yeah.
Now, an article today in the morning news, because Russell Wilson obviously was a terrible trade made. Unless you're Seattle, then it was a great trade. But the Broncos, it looks like one of the worst trades in the history of the sport. But they invested heavy draft capital, did the Seahawks, and $124 million for 2 years of disappointing play. While Seattle cashed in on the picks that they've gotten from Denver in this deal. So what are some of the most lopsided trades in NFL history? And we begin.
Herschel Walker trade, for sure.
With Herschel Walker to Minnesota. Oh, baby.
The Deshaun Watson was another one. That
yeah, Deshaun's an interesting one. But the Cowboys launched their dynasty in the 90s when Jimmy Johnson realized the high value of draft picks and turned Herschel Walker into a huge haul. Johnson dealt his star running back to the Vikings in 89 for five role players and picks in the first, second, and sixth rounds. Cowboys turned that into Emmitt Smith, Darren Woodson,
yeah,
Russell Maryland, mm-hmm, Kevin Smith, all contributed to Super Bowl titles, and then Herschel Walker did very little,
yeah,
for Minnesota.
Yes. Everybody needs a Mike Lynn in their life. He was a general manager at Minnesota.
Somebody just say, hey, thank you, I'll take that.
He thought he was one player away. That's why he made the trade, and you know, they convinced him to do it. But man, it was what a haul. You know, and that's, you know, that's, you're in a situation where you know that you need players. You need talent. I think to me, I look at a guy like, I mentioned him earlier, my buddy Elliot Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got a talent poor team at New England. Some of these teams need to realize that moving picks back or moving can get you more picks, and you turn those picks into those players. You know, standing there and just making picks sometimes doesn't always work. You got to be a little creative and find a way to get, you know, when you were talking about the Buffalo trade,
mm-hmm,
I was trying to think of how do I net an extra top 100 pick? I don't have a fourth round pick. So moving back a few spots to pick up pick 99 gives me four picks inside the top 100, gives me a pick before the start of day three. All these things are really, really inviting to me if we can pull something off like that.
Of course, the Russell Wilson to Denver trade looks very lopsided for Seattle.
I'll tell you a trade that looks terrible, or was terrible, was the Ricky Williams one.
Oh, yeah, and that got texted in. Ditka's trade for Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, Ricky Williams to New Orleans is on here.
Is it on there?
He traded his entire 99 draft class, plus a first and third rounder the following year,
yeah,
to move up seven spots to draft Ricky Williams fifth overall.
Yeah.
Washington got eight picks, including the number two overall selection, which they used for LeVar Arrington. Now, granted, Washington didn't exactly fulfill their end of the bargain and cash in on those picks.
Nope.
But, I mean, could you imagine today's day and age you trade your entire draft plus a 1 and a 3 next year to go up and get a running back?
I would lose my mind. If I worked in that scouting department in New Orleans, I would have lost my mind. I would have been fired. I would have absolutely been fired for doing that.
Mm.
I mean, just for what I probably would have said. I'm trying to think of some other ones that were pretty significant. If you go way, way back in the day, well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy Johnson got a first-round pick from New Orleans for Steve Walsh.
Ooh.
That was a bad trade for New Orleans. I mean, that was a pick that they use, a supplemental pick. Dallas made, and Walsh couldn't play, and all of a sudden they get a first-round pick. I think if you go all the way back, the Green Bay Packers traded for a guy named John Hadle from the San Diego Chargers, gave up a bunch of first-round picks, and Hadle couldn't even play.
Ugh.
But some teams, I mean, there were some trades that through history that you just completely shake your head and go, my gosh, what were they thinking? They really, really weren't.
Well, there's one that's pretty near and dear to your heart because of how it ended up. But
Brett Favre one?
Yeah, to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Atlanta, a second-round pick in Favre in 91.
Right.
barely got on the field as a rookie.
He was a drunk.
And then he struggled.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So we know about the history there.
Right.
But then the Falcons traded him after that to Green Bay for a first-round pick.
Yeah, it was the 19th pick overall. Yeah.
And they turned that into Tony Smith, the running back.
Right, from Southern, which was amazing, was it's the same school that Brett Favre went to, Southern Miss.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's crazy.
And the running back had wrist problems.
So he rushed for a total of 329 yards
exactly.
in his career.
Exactly.
How and they traded Brett Favre for that.
Yeah, they traded Brett Favre. That was a terrible. It's funny, Ken Harrock, who was a general manager at the time in Atlanta, he has the distinction of getting rid of Brett Favre and Deion Sanders, both. I went up to him one time. I was trolling him. I went, hey, what's it like to get rid of two Hall of Fame players in your career?
Oh, gosh.
He's like, get the F out of here,
bro. Yeah,
he's
probably heard that a lot.
He was
not
happy.
He didn't think that was funny.
He was not happy with me that day.
Amari Hooper for a fifth from the 972. That was a bit of a lopsided trade.
That was a lopsided trade.
But before the texts come in, yes, rules are rules.
Oh, that's
Mama
true.
Gave me 8 of them flop checks. I want to take away 5 of them flop checks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide. Shout out to Keith Jackson. We love you. Trey Lance to San Francisco.
Wolverines.
How about that Trey Lance trade? Niners need an upgrade. They packaged the number 12 overall pick, two future ones, and a third to move up to number 3 to take Trey Lance, and then just sent him to the Cowboys for a fourth-round pick after just 4 starts. That one didn't look good. Clinton Portis for Champ Bailey.
I
feel like that kind of worked out for both teams.
That for both teams it did. Champ Bailey was an all-pro. I think maybe Denver won that trade.
They're saying Denver did win it. But Clinton Portis did have 4 seasons of at least 1,000 yards.
Yes, he did.
With them. Ricky Meyer to Chicago.
Rick Meyer was drafted by the Seattle Seahawks and traded for a first-round pick to the Chicago Bears. Yeah, they got fleeced on that one.
And then the last one's OJ to San Francisco.
What did they get for that?
They dealt 5 draft picks to the Bills in 78 for OJ, who went home. That was his hometown. He was about to turn 31, coming off a knee injury.
Oh.
He ran for just over 1,000 yards in 2 injury-filled seasons with the Niners.
Was it picks or players?
They got 2 second-round picks, 1 third, 1 fourth, and a first. That turned out to be the number 1 overall selection when the Niners had the worst record in the league in 78. Oh, that one hurts.
Oh, that hurts.
That is not a good one.
No.
Drake May, speaking of the draft, he's not happy with Chris Sims. Did you see Chris Sims' quarterback rankings list?
I think he had him 6th, didn't he?
He did. Chris Sims said, here's my top 6 quarterbacks in this year's draft. These rankings are based on film. Full pod coming soon. He's got Caleb Williams, number 1, tier 1, class of his own.
I was watching Brendan Rice play the other day.
Yeah.
And you get amazed of how good Caleb Williams
felt
really
the exact same way. Because it's a wild, like, we watched
he's
Caleb
running
Williams
around and he's like avoiding rush and like,
dude, and
Rice is like, Rice is running, trying to find space. And all of a sudden he stops and then the ball's right there.
It's amazing.
It is amazing how
Caleb Williams is special.
He is special.
Tier 2 is Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Tier 3 franchise starting quarterbacks. He's got his 3rd, 4th, and 5th guys in this tier. Bo Nix, Michael Penix, and J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, Bo Nix.
And then tier 5 is number 6 quarterback. He does say talented project is Drake May.
Drake May.
Drake May quote tweets that with the laughing, crying emoji.
I'm telling you what, man. There's some people getting on this Drake May, not the 2nd best quarterback in the draft.
I mean, I've got him at 3 behind Jaden Daniels.
I do too.
But I definitely think to me he's better than McCarthy and Nix.
I got Penix as the 3rd and I got May as the 4th.
Yeah, okay, I've got Penix at 4.
Yeah.
I do have May ahead. There are some traits I like about Drake May.
He's very athletic, North Carolina quarterback.
He is. He's kind of shows a little bit of a combo of, like, best-case scenario, Herbert and Allen sandwiched together. But I know you said a more athletic Eli.
I thought he was a more athletic Eli. That ball doesn't always look good coming out of his hand.
There's times he misses guys.
Way misses.
Sails them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He sure does. This is also fascinating. We played the Aaron Rodgers audio earlier. Says he wants to play multiple years. He's talking about he likes being with the Jets. Well, Diana Rossini and Zach Rosenblatt of The Athletic reported, of course, that the Jets are a bleeping mess and that something has to change. A lot of people clapped back and said that wasn't true. Diana Rossini recently was on Pardon My Take, said, I think Jets fans are in denial. They want to call people liars because they don't want to believe that it's that bad, that the culture is that awful. People want me to say, all right, we dramatized it. But it's not really that bad. Aaron's great. He's kumbaya with everybody. When then the reality is, it's a mess in New York, and it's really bad.
Yeah.
And honestly, I believe it.
I do
because
too.
Everything you've heard out of New York is it's a fluff piece. Aaron Rodgers is awesome. He loves Zach Wilson. When the reality is, we find out after the Zach Wilson season didn't go well that he didn't talk to Aaron Rodgers at all.
At all.
So everything that you've heard that ends up being factual is that the Jets stuff is bad. Robert Saleh is kind of a dead man walking. He has no control over that locker room. And Aaron Rodgers is basically the GM who's pulling all the strings there. So I don't know.
I believe that.
I do as well. All right, let's hit the expressway. 35 minutes of uninterrupted radio gold. And for you, it is a special extended edition of LA Live with Lucius Alexander. That's next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, time now for the Expressway. We do have David Hellman, Fox Sports, coming up at the top of the hour. NFL draft analyst Dane Brugler at 6:20. It's going to be a fun NFL Power Hour. Expressway brought to you by On Time Experts and the G-Bag Nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Bronish, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman, and you are Turn It On, Leave It On listeners. We love you, and thanks for partying with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Of course, Gavin Dawson coaching his daughter's soccer team. Dallas Surf, hopefully they're kicking ass, taking names. And then Eric Chiafalo on assignment. But we are doing a special today.
I kind of hope that Gavin's team is not doing what those ladies dealt with last night in San Diego.
U.S. Women's National Team.
They were trying to pass the ball at
penalty kick
slogfest that they were playing. I'd never seen it rain that much in San Diego.
That's crazy.
They probably shouldn't have played that game.
But now they're on to the finals.
On to the finals.
On Brazil.
Brazil.
Women's Cup. That's going to be awesome. But right now, let's throw things into the Pimp Cup for an extended edition of LA Live with Lucius Alexander.
Extendo LA Live.
Let's go.
Extendo.
Yeah, man, it is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition here. Ooh, it's slippery and wet out there. Y'all be careful. Let's get into it right into the Great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
Time to smoke.
Yeah.
Fire up this funk.
Yeah. Here we are. Yeah.
It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
Ladies.
People walking around with this glazed look in their eyes and just stumbling.
Hey,
like this one behind me. Hi, yes. How are you doing?
California.
Oh, very nice to meet you. You know,
49ers.
You're gonna do an interview with us?
Sure.
Okay, because we were just talking about here along Bourbon Street and the STD rate that's been going on here. And so how long have you had an STD?
I don't have an STD.
Oh, then why did you want to talk?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Are you serious?
Nothing to be ashamed of right now.
No, I don't have an STD. That's
oh,
so
okay. Okay. Oh yes. Anyways.
What?
She said that was so unprofessional. Like, you screaming over my shoulder while I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell I'm unprofessional.
That is so unprofessional.
So unprofessional.
How long do you think she was waiting to do something like that?
Oh, man.
She went right into it.
Yeah, she did.
Like, oh, hey, you have an STD. Yes, okay.
Yeah, she was locked and loaded. She had
she
that one on
ready.
Deck. She knew she was going down to Bourbon Street and everybody's drunk. She's like, I got to have these on deck here.
She did.
I got five questions that'll deter the drunks.
I saw that one time that broadcast, the lady was doing it, and that kid came up and started screaming behind her.
Oh, yes.
And she goes, we're not on the air.
Oh.
The guy's like, oh.
Damn it. Oh. Just walks off all sad, head down.
She just like, she turned around and looked at him and goes, we're not on the air. The guy's, oh.
Oh, my gosh. LA Live for March 7th, 2024. Oh, we are 2 days away from Big E's anniversary. Oh my gosh. It's a Thirsty Thursday here, Ladies Night at LA Live. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental, and their no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today, for he is a jolly good fellow. I'm talking about Mr. Brian Broaddus.
Thank
brought
you,
us
sir.
Some good food up in here today.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys enjoyed the we did tamale chicken tamale pie, which was a really cool recipe.
It was fantastic.
I'm glad you liked it, Lucius.
Yeah, I did.
Carter was like, "Yeah, man, it reminded me of something." He goes, "I used to cook like that with making enchiladas," and I'm like, "Okay," but yeah, it took all this stuff. I kind of went, "I just
that cornbread you did looked fantastic."
The cornbread part of it was really really good to put it together. Lucius always talks about old El Paso products.
Yeah.
The chilies, the enchilada sauce. So I said, I'm going to do a recipe incorporating all that. So that's that old school. And that's why it makes it so good. Because old El Paso, they know what they're doing.
They do. Now, people do hate old El Paso. They say we're lame for it.
Don't hate them.
We're kind of mid for doing it and everything.
Don't hate them.
I'm Tex-Mex, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
When I took a bite of that, I said, Lucius is right about this old El Paso.
Yeah.
That red enchilada sauce, the chilies. Yeah, it's good.
It's part of the family.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. I got some news for you before we get all into this LA Live stuff that I got laid out for us. Louisiana declares disaster as crawfish shortage hits hard.
Yeah.
Bam. Now, we talked about this months ago. It looked like it was on its way, but now it's disaster declared.
It is.
Governor Jeff Landry issued a disaster declaration for the impacted industry Wednesdays. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Last year's drought, extreme heat, saltwater intrusion on the Mississippi River, and hard winter freeze has devastated this year's crawfish harvest. Oh my gosh, the crawfish boils are canceled.
Yeah.
Crawfish etouffee that went up to $45 a plate.
Yeah, maybe we'll have that next Friday.
Oh. Eating a delicacy, boys.
They ain't stopping me, Lucius. No, it is. It's sad.
Yeah,
it really is sad because we all love a good crawfish boil, and we do all love crawfish tails, hush puppies, etouffee.
Yeah.
You know, boudin. We love all anything to do with crawfish, and you know the tails, the frozen tails, and all that stuff. That's getting affected too, along with the live ones.
So what's the price of the pound? I know you got your guys at Rex's.
Yeah, Rex's, my guy Bo Bellamy over there.
Bill Bellamy?
Bo Bellamy.
Oh, okay.
Bo Bellamy.
Bo knows.
Okay.
Bo knows the seafood over there on Northwest Highway and then down in the farmer's market. And he's the one I get the live sacks from, and he was hoping that some point in time this thing would get to $5 a pound.
Oh.
And he texts me back and says, Brian, that ain't happening.
No.
It ain't happening right now. So it's sad for everybody that pushes them crawfish.
Yeah, the industry itself. Because the
farmers, what they do, it's either they raise crawfish or they raise rice.
Yeah.
Their fields, they use them year-round, and so now you got your rice harvest. But, heck, that probably got affected with the water and lack of rain and all those things because they flood those fields and stuff. So, yeah, it's a real shame right now.
Yeah, I admire what they do.
It's a lot of work.
It's a daily grind.
Yeah.
My grandfather was a catfish farmer.
He had some catfish farms,
but he ended up selling the land to the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and made off like a bandit.
Say what, catfish
caught a few DUIs in that.
Oh, did he?
And that Rolls Royce.
Yeah. Hey, a catfish farmer driving a Rolls Royce?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Sold the catfish farms, got in the Rolls Royce, and then they got a whole lot of DUIs after that.
Yeah. Gotta
but
love
that's
catfish.
My grandpa's.
I love catfish.
Yeah, so good. Yeah. So LSU's Agriculture Center estimated that the potential loss is about $140 million to the industry.
Yeah.
Wow.
$140 million.
Yeah, bro.
Dang.
Most of that's from Broaddus's pocket too.
Yeah. No kidding.
All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday here on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit your boy up at Lucky Lucius P. on social media. That is LuciOus. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Follow us all at G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner today knocked off Sir Charles Barkley.
Mm.
It is a church combo. Church combo. Shout out to my pastors. Let's see here. Yeah, we got a bro pastor right here. He's talking about the story of Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah.
We were talking about Lot. And we were talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. And we were talking about how Lot chose to go pinch his tits excuse me. Pitch is tense. Pitch is tense is what I said. And you heard nothing else here. This is church, my gosh. So he was pitching his tents close to Sodom and
Gomorrah.
Still
too much.
And so what happened
too much.
Still too much.
When he did that, he was getting too close to evil. And what I was challenging you guys to not do was to pick friends that were going to lead you to... Man, stop laughing!
Oh.
All right? Man, am I red right now? Holy cow! Ellie, I hope this isn't on videotape, because I have no job now.
Well, yeah, it was on video, I'm assuming.
Got on video.
Yeah, we got you, buddy.
Pinching tents near Sodom and Gomorrah is crazy, too.
It's
wild, too, bro,
wild.
If you think about it.
Wild. It is wild.
It's wild, too.
Yeah.
Now, this was a combo situation. This was a combo situation, people.
Yep.
LA Live here on a Thirsty Thursday. They say this pastor right here went full Porky the Pig.
Midst of the storm, we can proclaim to it and say, even in the, but the eve meant for evil, you turn it for our good. You turn it for our good.
Those are good.
So embarrassing.
Claim to it and say, even in the, but the eve meant for evil.
Meant for evil.
Yeah. I could just see it. The Porky Pig. That's all, folks. Yeah.
Yeah. See, let me get some vibes here. Get a little music, buddies.
I felt like that pastor, the first one, is like off the, like, Ted Bill's Excellent Adventure. Kind of two, like, bros.
Stop laughing.
Stop laughing.
But you're laughing.
You're laughing, yeah.
Yeah. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Thirsty Thursday. Did you guys drink a lot during the COVID lockdown?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
You didn't?
No.
Good for you, brothers.
Well, remember, you and I, we were up here.
Yeah.
You and I were, like, hanging out, and I'd just go home and just kind of, like, see what was going to happen the next day.
You didn't sit at home and, like, order just...
Nah, I did not.
They would sit into the house for you. Like, they would drop it off.
Awesome.
I was amazed of the companies, because we were trying to figure out, like, the Friday lunches and stuff, so I was amazed at trying to find places, like, that were, like, Babe's Chicken, the seafood places, other seafood places, Nate's.
Yeah.
I was trying to look for places that were open and stuff. So I really wasn't looking for alcohol, but I was looking for food places that were still open.
Yeah.
Is what I was trying to do.
I was coming up here for nosebleed season, then I got the Rona, and then they just kept me home after that. And as soon as I started doing radio from home, especially the late night after the Rangers games, 11-1, yeah, I was boozing.
A lot of people were drinking during the COVID lockdown. My whole neighborhood, you know, you can see like the recycle bins.
Yeah,
it was just full of wine bottles all the way down the street.
I think they said the state that drank the most during the lockdown was West Virginia. I think they said they power ranked the states. I think we did a story where West Virginia was the state that was drinking the most during the lockdown.
Well, nearly 500 deaths per day from drinking too much during the lockdown happened. Wow. How about that? 500 per day. The CDC found that roughly 488 people died every day due to excessive consumption of alcohol from 2020 to 2021, a 29% increase.
Wow.
They said stress, loneliness, and social isolation led into all the drinking, plus, you know, mental conditions.
Mental
and
conditions,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, bro.
That's pretty significant.
That's a lot.
That is
a lot. That's significant.
I didn't know that many people just die of drinking. I mean, I thought it was like something had to happen, you know, like an alcohol-related incident.
Right.
But not just...
Just sitting at home. Just sitting at home, just straight, and then all of a sudden you just
That's
die.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, for women, the deaths of excessive alcohol use increased by approximately 35%. For men, it was 27%.
Sales of Yeti cups went way up that time, too.
They did.
I'll tell you what, the Yeti cup was invented for the person that wants to hide their drinking.
Yeah, the Flower Mound moms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. They're usually the loudest ones at the game.
They are.
Yeah.
Come on, Billy.
Yeah, she's drunk.
Yeah, she's got purple teeth.
She's drunk.
Well, what's in the Yeti cup? Don't worry about it.
Well,
it smells like vodka.
They go out to
Sharon.
They go back out to the car.
Come back.
Like the fourth inning, go mosey back out to the car.
Why are you sweating and swaying? Sit down, Patricia.
Yeah, Patricia.
Jeez.
Damn it, Susan, not again.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys see that audio of the video of that drunk woman? She was found asleep in her car. It was her fourth DUI.
Oh, no.
Number four. Thirsty Thursday here.
Yeah.
Billy Lop.
Okay. So
fourth.
Was the car running, I assume, then?
The car was off.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean.
Like, I don't know. Like, what? I've always wondered if you're drunk but in your car, like, if I want to just sleep in my car to try and sober up. Does the ignition need to be on?
I've heard about, like, you have to have the key, like, somewhere else, like in the trunk or something like that, so they won't think you're trying to drive off.
Okay.
Maybe fall asleep in a back seat.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't fall asleep in a driver's seat.
The ones that amaze me are the people that fall asleep at stoplights.
Stoplights and drive-thrus.
Drive-thru is another one.
The drive-thrus cause
they always expose people. You always get them DUIs at the stoplights and drive-thrus. You done fell asleep waiting for your Whataburger.
Yeah.
Well, this lady right here, she fell asleep. She's trying to hand a cop a mint. Said his breath was stinky.
Oh, no.
Your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Okay, where is it?
Can I go?
No, I need your driver's license.
Do you have my driver's license?
Yes, I need your driver's license.
Okay, can I go park?
No, I need your driver's license.
She's already parked, by the way.
Can I go park?
You are parked. You've been parked here for an hour.
Okay.
Do you have your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can I have it, please? Can I have your driver's license?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Here you go.
I don't need a mint. I need your driver's license.
Are you serious?
What do you mean, am I serious?
I'm serious.
Why are you trying to hand me a mint?
Watch your levels, man.
Yeah.
Don't be out here just drinking like that. Nobody can drive anyway. Don't be out here drinking like that, people. No. I need Gavin Dawson here because how many drinks is too many legally?
Yeah.
That 0.2, whatever. I don't know what that means. Yeah. How many beers can I have before I pop on that thing? Fantex.
Yeah, help.
Somebody let me know.
Yeah.
I know there's some good lushes out here on
this. I think we got some cops that listen to us, too.
We'll get some help. Cops will give us a
ruling.
Yes, please do.
Yeah.
Let us know how many I can have.
Yeah, Dallas' finest, please help us out. Or any of us finest, please help us.
Men under 140 pounds, 2 to 3 drinks per hour.
Under 140 pounds? Who's that?
I don't
know
how we can adjust to that.
140. I'm 220.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So, can I have a 40 and still be good?
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Like 32 ounces? Of malt liquor and still be straight? Like not pop on the joint? I don't know, man.
Man, we need Heggie here for the math.
Yeah,
now,
we need help with this. 877. Well, almost 4 years.
You're going to have Heggie with this conversation about drinking and driving, which he's starkly against, and I understand that.
Yeah.
I do understand that. I myself am really good at driving drunk.
Are you?
And you should not be taking advice from me whatsoever, but I am damn good at it.
I will rival you, and please don't take advice from me.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know how you made it home after that parade. But although you did stop and eat the Chinese buffet, which probably helped. Will Chambers, who probably would know a thing or two about this, he texted in. He said, you can't be in the driver's seat, first off. 3 inside an hour is too much if you drive within the hour. So what are we, 2? 2 is the cutoff here? I don't know. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, sir.
I had 3 in the first 12 minutes of that parade.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
There's no way. I mean, come on. Really? That's. I'm a big guy, though.
Yeah. I think that, too. But then
it sneaks
up on you.
Oh, no, it did. Like, when we were at that ballpark the other night.
Yeah.
Eric and I looked. We're making those game day drinks. And I looked down at my cup. And I'm like, golly, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm glad Dawson was driving, though.
Well, thank God for him.
Thank God for him.
Hey, do you think this woman was given the right name to the police officer? Listen.
Uh-oh.
What's your first name?
Galilea Miguel.
Your what?
Galilea Miguel. Galilea Miguel Morales.
Morales is your last name?
Yes.
And what's your first name?
Miguel Morales.
Your name is not Miguel.
So what is it?
Yeah.
So what is it?
Boy, I'm asking you what your first name is.
Miguel Morales.
Hey.
Let's play a game.
Miguel Morales.
So what is it then?
Yeah.
You got all the answers.
Wait a minute. It might have been a man as a woman.
Could have been.
What? What did you say?
Could have been a man as a woman.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
We could be looking to change.
Maybe we were unjustified by saying
your name's not Miguel.
Yeah. Or it could be giving somebody else's names and avoid that ticket.
Which is more likely.
Yeah.
Had that happened to me before.
Yeah.
I have.
You've done that?
I haven't done it. I had it happen to me.
Oh. But they sit in your passenger seat. Cop went over there and they was like, what's your name?
Yeah.
Brian Broaddus.
No. Brother got pulled over.
Oh, okay.
And he gave your name up?
Yeah.
That's a good brother right there.
I had to go down to Lou Sterrett and get fingerprinted.
No.
And they're like, no, this isn't him. Kind of a thing.
Brother must have had a warrant or something after his arrest. Yeah,
my brother was, he spent some time in the clink.
In the pokey.
Yeah.
In the pokey right there. LA Live, Thirsty Thursday. Please watch your levels of drinking.
Yeah.
Do it at the house and don't kill yourself.
Established dominance.
Easy to say.
Yeah, we've already.
Established dominance. It's easy to say, harder to do.
Established.
There's been days that I try to say it that I'm not going to drink and I end up drinking. So it's really hard.
But Lucius sees the robe and the pool and the tequila bottle. Yeah. It's really hard to not drink.
It's hard not to.
It's like, well, I ain't got nothing else to do. Might as well get a drunk.
214 said, I saw the video. It's a real woman.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Miguel's not a Miguel.
Yeah,
right?
Until you see the Adam's apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky out here nowadays. LA Live, Thirsty Thursday, ladies' night. You guys watch Breaking Bad. I haven't seen the whole show.
Yes.
I've probably seen like 7 episodes of the first season, and I bailed out. I've been told I'm wrong for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I haven't seen
learning.
The Wire.
God is still working with me.
Wire's very good.
Yeah. But I haven't seen that.
But apparently the Breaking Bad house is an attraction out there in
New Mexico.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah.
This lady has owned the house since 1973.
Wow.
She was a fan of people coming by the house at first. Not anymore. People started throwing pizzas and stuff.
On the roof.
Oh, yeah.
That scene, yeah.
They put a fit. That's a scene?
Yeah.
That's a scene. Yeah. The pizza gets tossed onto the roof.
Yeah.
As one of the scenes.
And then there'll be some cutback scenes where the pizza is just still on the roof. Just sitting there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I need to watch this, I think. I don't know.
I think you do.
I don't know.
Season 2 on, it is some of the greatest stuff you'll ever watch.
Okay.
Season 1 is a slow burn.
Okay, well, they put a fence up to stop people from doing that. Apparently, it's still not stopping people from doing that. A video surfaced online not too long ago of her throwing racial insults at visitors of the house.
No.
Yeah, she's losing it. Oh, no. She's tired of it. So people are now pulling up on her trolling. Because, you know, this is a world of trolling. You got to get them likes and clicks.
Right.
Listen to this, bro.
I just wanted to get a picture. I'm a big fan of the show.
Good whoopee.
Oh, whoopee my ass. Man, you ought to learn to chill a little bit, hon.
I don't have to, you motherfucker.
Hey, relax.
Get out of here.
She's threatening to call the cops on me.
I've already got him on the phone, motherfucker. Get out.
Can you just please let me get a couple pictures?
Get away from my house.
You're pissing me off.
Whoopee.
I am done with you.
Oh, what a little bitch boy.
I don't appreciate being called a bitch boy. Yeah, you better go in.
Don't tell me what the you do. Get out.
Get in the house.
Gosh. That guy was pretty funny egging her on like that.
Yeah.
Get in the house.
I mean, if you know you control somebody, if they're triggered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know what you're in for. Like, it's the Breaking Bad house.
Yeah.
People are going to come and check it out.
Yeah.
If you don't want to live there, move.
Sell it, right?
Like, and then there'll be people that push back and say, well, that's her house. But, hey, come on.
Would you go to the house?
Did you give them right to film there in the first place? If you've owned it since the 70s, you knew what you were getting into.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry for her.
Would you guys go to a famous house and see it?
Yeah, I mean, I've gone by Southwark Ranch, of course.
Lucius?
Where's that at?
Oh, crap.
I've never been by that thing while I'm out here.
It's Aubrey? What's a town?
I can't remember what the town's called.
Yeah.
Past like Allen.
Yeah.
I'll find out for you.
Okay, so it's way out there.
It's way out
from
there.
From you, it is, for sure.
I went to the...
Parker, Texas.
Oh, Parker,
Texas.
Yeah, that's where it is.
I went to O.J. Simpson thing. I went to her home. I went to that house where the murders were committed.
Yeah, you told me that in California.
Yeah, off Bundy.
Yes.
I went over there.
Brentwood.
I went to the Mezzaluna, the restaurant, and then I drove over to the house... just to see where, how far it was and then what the house looked like. And it was, you know, it's got all the bushes and things. It's not really a house. It's like a condo. And it's, but it's so small, the area, you could see where, like a struggle, that there would be problems, that that somebody couldn't get away, kind of a thing. But yeah, I'm not usually that person, but I lived that whole trial. I lived that trial for a year. I mean, every night I read every one of those books, every one of them. And so when I was out in LA, I said, I got to go see this.
Yeah.
And I did. And I, and aside of me, I kind of regret it because I'm like, well, what are you doing? You know, but
you're interested.
I mean, was interested.
I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody said they went to the Truman Show house in Florida. That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Orzok House. The Monsters House is in Waxahachie. The Monsters?
The Munsters?
Yeah, that's what they said. Dun, 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 dun. I went to where Tupac was murdered.
Did you?
Yeah, I stood right there in Vegas.
Stood right there?
Yeah. Okay. And then I went to the MGM and did the little walk that you can see on their surveillance camera of him walking through there with his little attitude. Yeah, watch that, bro.
I'm glad somebody else does stuff like that.
Yeah. Apparently, that guy's named Ed Bassmaster. He's a huge YouTube guy, Tolos are saying.
Okay.
He and her are friends, but hey, she is definitely...
She's not having it.
She's not having it. Yeah. There's all types of stuff right here I got from her. I'm not even going to play this other audio. But yeah, man, you can check that out. Daily Mail. Daily Mail if you want to go see that.
So somebody on Twitter said, I didn't know Roseanne bought the Breaking Bad house. Pretty good.
Let's see what else we got for you boys on a Thirsty Thursday. This is my favorite part of the song, by the way. Hey!
Like the way you receive me,
ladies.
Yeah, I love the way you relieve me.
Is Lady Night the best night of all the nights?
If you're a dude, yeah. Probably for both. You're getting in free, and then you're going to get a bunch of free drinks.
Yeah.
So yes,
it's of all the nights that you could have, the ladies' night's the best one, right?
Probably.
Yeah, it's guaranteed. There might be some ladies around there.
Maybe.
I think.
Yeah. I think security needs to be a little smarter sometimes with that, letting a few more in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As they should.
As they should.
LA Live Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night. Let's go to comedian Mike Epps.
Mike Epps,
who has a really funny stand-up on Netflix right now. Better than Ashy Larry's. Yes, I said that. Better than Ashy Larry's. Take that up with your mama. I don't care. Here's a taste of Mike Epps and his special. Reminds me of Harry Hines. Broadus, you might remember this joke.
Oh, Will.
I was riding down Figueroa, and it's a whole straw. I'm talking about both sides of the street, butt-ass naked.
Yeah.
It f***ed my head up. When I seen it, I could not believe it. I said, God, and the girls out there are so beautiful.
Yep.
I seen one girl that, I mean, she was so innocent looking, man, and beautiful. I couldn't believe it, man. And it hurt my heart, really. I rolled down the window. I said, why are you out here? I said, get in the car.
Get in the car.
I said, get in the car.
Figueroa Street there in L.A.
Yeah. While I was on the treadmill this morning, Mike Epps was on All the Smoke, the Smoke podcast.
Awesome.
And he brought up the first time he ever met Steven Jackson, Captain Jack.
Captain Jack.
Peep, who makes an appearance in this little quick story.
Just go ahead and tell him the story when we first met before I ask you this question.
Soon as I met Jack, we started smoking weed together. We went from there right across the street to the coach. What was the coach's
name? Rick Carlisle.
Rick Carlisle.
What?
I pulled a blunt out on Rick Carlisle.
What?
It said, smoke with us.
With the Pacers. This is the day I signed with the Pacers.
He looking at Jack like, I know you just smoke with this dude. And you better leave him alone if you're going to play with our organization. But anyway.
That's awesome.
And he just signed. Captain Jack just signed with Indiana that day. Pulled up to Rick Carlisle's house with a weed-smoking Mike Epps. That's not a good look, bro.
What you getting into, bro?
That's not a good look. Yeah. That's not a good look. Thirsty Thursday here. Ladies night. What does it say? Birthday shout-out? Why does it say this? I can't remember what this is. Birthday shout-out on the... I don't know. Let's see.
Happy 80th birthday to E. Norma Stitz of Quitman. Happy birthday to you, Miss E. Norma. Hope you have a wonderful day.
They got her. Yeah. God. I love when this happens.
Dog it, they got her.
Eric would have loved that one right Oopsies. There. Eric would have loved that one. LA Live, 105.3 The Fan, Thirsty Thursday. Hot taken, hating. Hot taken, hating right here. All of the boxing world is dragging Adrian Broner, AB. AB stands for, well, he says it stands for always balling.
Always balling.
About billions. Okay. About business. But I say it's about BS. He's upset at Alicia Bumgardner. Google that face right now. Alicia Bumgardner, she's a boxer. Really good. She's healing with her eye right now. From her eye. But she called him broke online. She called him broke. She's with Team Haney, who's fighting Garcia coming up soon, right? Is that? Yeah. So anyway, this man is a little hurt, and he does the wrong thing. You know, you like try to holler at a girl, and she turns you down, and then you might see a guy that disrespects that lady after that, call her, you know, out of her name just because she wouldn't give him a chance. I feel like AB is doing this right here because he, quote-unquote, calls himself exposing her by just basically jumping on live and running down her whole roster of people she's ever been with. Oh, that's nasty.
No.
Oh, that's nasty work.
We really know you, Alicia. We really know you. We really know you. Then really ran through you. Stop it. Sonny Fredrickson ran through you. Bunny ran through you. Yeah, Robert Easter ran through you, boy. Hold on. Dominic Doten ran through you.
This is nasty work, bro.
This is nasty work.
Montana Love ran through you, boy. The f*** wrong with you, boy? Everybody has some, man. Tony just wiped you.
Oh, jeez.
That's nasty. God, that's nasty. I feel bad for Tony, too. God, it's bad, man.
She's a model.
Yeah, that's a bum move right there by old AB, but that's what you expect from AB, a bum move right there.
That's not
cool.
Yeah, that's definitely petty.
Does that change how you look at the girl?
No, I mean, I would anticipate that everybody's got their roster.
Good
man,
for you,
she's
man.
Really
you're
pretty.
So, you're
no,
so mature, bro.
No,
good for
man,
you.
She's really pretty.
Good for y'all. Y'all so mature, man. Yeah. God's still working on me. Yeah.
Oh, you're
it changed, I'm not it changed saying for anything. You. I just said God's still working on me. That's all I
well,
said.
Well, so is it the person, like the people he was naming? You hear a name, you're like,
Google
okay.
I didn't it. I didn't want to be. Yeah.
He can't. Lucius, yeah.
You
can't,
some names can kill the whole thing.
And I'm with you on that. Like, if I knew more about some of these others, you know, there could be some triggers where it's like, okay, I can't look at you the same.
I don't know. I think
most of the time I expect everyone's got their bag of hair.
Everybody.
Yeah. It would be tough than like if people know the situation though.
Sure.
Like if you're hanging out in the profession and now they're like, everybody's like, oh, he's with that gal. And did you hear the other day what happened? You know, they ran through all those names and stuff
like
that.
It's awful.
Hey, we've all got our
problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things we're not proud of.
All right. Let's see what else I got here for you boys before we get out of here. Comedian Jim Norton. You guys familiar with comedian Jim Norton?
Morton? Yes.
Norton.
Jim Norton.
Norton. No, I'm not.
I believe his tour would be here in Dallas later this month. He does a radio show on XM Radio. And today I heard him, well, not today, but the other day I heard him ranting about how much he hates March Madness.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with the Smurfs, but Jim Norton is Grumpy Smurf. He hates everything. Here's another thing he hates. It's like two things in one.
I hate March Madness.
Oh, hang on.
Why do you hate March Madness? Yeah. What's the hate about March Madness?
I don't
like
college sports. I don't like them. I don't like, the Duke's doing pretty good. But I just don't give a
why? College sports are great.
No, arguably more exciting than professional sports.
So it was just one of those things. It reminds me of those alma mater guys. Alma mater, how you said?
Alma mater.
They're so attached to their school. I just can't stomach them.
But it's still fun to watch.
People definitely.
Alma mater. I hate the alma mater.
You mentioned that before.
What are they called? The
who love?
No,
the alumni.
Thank you. Yeah. The alumni is who I hate. Alumni. I hate the alumni.
College alumni.
50-year-old is obsessed alumni. With where they went to school. Get over it.
Right.
I'll agree.
Get
with
the.
That.
Over it.
What a hater, bro.
What a hater.
What a hater.
Haters. A lot of haters.
Kind of reminds me of Broadus's rant, but his was if you didn't go to the school.
If you didn't go to the school.
Yeah. If your money's not going to the school, if you're not connected to that school, hush.
I hate the person who's the fan of the school that didn't go to the school.
Yeah, and then they'll get in your face.
And they're getting my face about the fact that that their school, which they didn't go to, is better than my school, which I went to. So yeah, that was probably a mistimed rant, I'd say. Didn't you think?
Yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
that
just,
was a great rant. That was a great rant.
No, I feel
that's
like...
That's why I pulled that one, because I was like, oh, that reminds me of
the
Brothers.
Way it triggered people, I thought was fantastic.
See, the thing about, like, it did trigger people, but there's some really, really good fans that put their money where their mouth is. Like John Machota, loves Duke basketball, loves Florida State. He will travel all over the country to go see them. But he will not, when, like, and he Florida State beat LSU twice, and he did not say anything but, man, hey, sorry about that. That's all he said. He didn't, like, get in my face. I've had other people who didn't even go to the school floors get in my face about it. I'm like, no, I ain't taking that.
Yeah,
I just love Jim Norton's voice, though. It's great.
Jim Norton, Sam does. Listen, this little, well, I erased it already. I don't feel like going back. I'm about to get up out of here. Somebody said that Latin night is the best night in the clubs. I 100% agree with you.
See, that's what I was wondering there about.
I agree with you, Tolo.
Maybe I'm just probably not as familiar with the night.
Oh, my God. When they jamming in that big old circle.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, when the girls had them high heels and the short skirts and they'd be spinning around to that merengue.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh! I need to go to that club 2001. I need somebody to take me, man.
Is that off? Is that off 35 in Walnut Hill?
Yes, I need to go, bro.
Wait, is it still open? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We need to go.
Yeah, I'm trying to go. Hey,
let me know when you go, Luce.
This Moreno is trying to go. Holler at me, man.
Let me know when you're going to go to that one.
All right, I'm pulling out, girls. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. Holler at you tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Lucius Alexander's
well
LA
done,
Live.
Sir. Well
every
done.
Day at 5:40, but an extended edition today. That's our guy. All right, let's get into our NFL Power Hour. We got David Hellman coming up, host of NFL on Fox podcast. Covers the Cowboys, of course, for Fox Sports. Dane Brugler at 6:20. Let's party. Next on The Fan.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.